Moin Moin und herzlich willkommen zur heutigen Podcast-Folge. Mein Name ist Johannes Ungerer und wie immer freue ich mich, dass du auch heute wieder eingeschaltet hast. Ich habe heute mal einen ganz besonderen Gast da und zwar nicht so wie letzten beiden Male Lukas, sondern heute mal ein bisschen internationaler und zwar aus den USA, den Scott Volker. Scott Volker ist, ich würde mal behaupten, der bekannteste Amazon-Seller auf der ganzen Welt, hat mit den größten Podcast zum Thema Amazon in den USA und ja, war auch für mich ganz am Anfang eine der ersten Instanzen, wo ich mir viel meines Wissens angeeignet habe und deswegen bin ich froh, ihn heute im Interview zu haben. Ich mache jetzt gerade die Einleitung kurz auf Deutsch, bin dann aber jetzt gleich, switche ich sozusagen auf Englisch und dann spreche ich mit Scott. Und damit er sich jetzt nicht wundert, warum ich so lange Deutsch rede, fangen wir direkt an mit dem Interview. And yeah, welcome Scott to the Level Up Podcast. It's great to have you here today. And yeah, thank you very much for coming to
us. I'm excited to be here. Yeah, no, this is awesome. We're going to be in Germany now, right? So that's pretty cool.
Exactly.
I'm excited to be here and excited to share any knowledge that I can with you and your audience.
That would be great. So we just talked about it. You have never been in a German podcast so far, right?
No. I've not done one yet. So this is the first.
Did you know that people in Germany also listen to your podcast a lot?
Well, I do know that I have listeners from all over the world. And I know Germany's probably one of those countries. But I don't know that I remember anyone reaching out specifically with a question, but I'm sure that on some of my workshops or some of the podcasts that I've already broadcasted have been published there. But I'm excited. This is going to be cool.
Awesome. Great. Yeah. Let us hear something about you. Just tell us your story, perhaps. How did you start on Amazon or just in general? How did you start your business actually? And yeah, just tell us a little bit about you. So for all our listeners that don't know you so far, can get to know you.
Sure. Yeah. No. I'm 44 years old and I've been married for 22 years and I've got three beautiful children. That's like, it's what I kind of do my stuff for right now. As far as lifestyle, I want to be able to create that lifestyle business that I think a lot of us want out there. So we don't have to go and punch a clock or report to work. And going all the way back to when I first got married, that's when it really struck me that, you know, I wanted to be able to spend more time at home when I had a little one running around. And now that little one is 21 years old and going to be getting married. So time does fly. But it really kind of woke me up. And when I first got out of high school, I didn't go to college. I was raised from my parents, kind of hard work. And as you kind of get older, you're probably going to want to go on out there and create a living for yourself. It wasn't really ingrained in me that I had to go out and get education. Now, I'm not saying that's a good thing or a bad thing, but that's kind of how I was raised. And my father was a farmer, hardworking family. Some of his brothers and sisters only went to the eighth grade because they needed, hands on the farm. So that's really how I was raised. So when I got out of high school, I needed to start looking for a job. I went through a couple of different jobs, but then I ended up landing a job at my father's company, which was a construction company that we were starting from scratch. Pretty much, he had already been in business for a few years, but they needed extra help. And I kind of came on thinking I could learn a trade, and that was in construction. So fast forward a little bit, we built that business into a $2 million a year plus business locally, brick and mortar, learned a ton about business. I learned a ton about what I would do differently if it was my own personal business and also partnerships because he had a partner and that taught me a lot. But to kind of fast forward and really get into the nitty gritty as far as like how I got to where I am today, I kind of got fed up with that because I was working 60 plus hours a week and I wasn't having that time that we talked about in the beginning about how, I wanted to spend more time with my family. And I was, I was young at the time, 20, I think at the 20, at the time I was 24 when I made this decision. And my wife and I just sat down and tried to figure out what we could do for ourselves in a business. And my wife was, pretty good at photography. So we ended up making that a part-time business, turning it into a full-time business and building that into a six-figure business that supported our life for probably about close to 10 years. And then from there, I started to hear about this online stuff as far as people selling things online. And at the time, we were into photography. So I started to sell some of our digital templates that we were creating for Photoshop. And I did that on eBay. is where I really started that. And then we soon grew that into a digital business where we were then having, and we still have, customers that pay us to educate them on photography, but also to deliver digital templates for Photoshop. And again, that was something that really got me interested in the online space. And then I started dabbling a little bit more into eBay because I seen that there was a, you know, definitely products that could be sold there. I did a little bit of retail arbitrage on eBay. Actually put my kids through private school by selling these little wooden bridges that you buy for a garden. They were cedar bridges that we bought for $30 at a local store, and we turned them and flipped them for about $130. And we did that for about a year and maybe even about a year and a half. So about, you know, a good amount of time.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, it was a lot of work, but I'll tell you what, when you're making, you know, close to $75 to $100 an item, it was pretty attractive. Because all we had to do was buy them and then list them and then, you know, ship them. That's all we had to do. Yeah. Now looking back at it, yes, it's a lot of work to do that. But at the time, you know, I was making an extra, you know, couple grand. And that was pretty good. So, that really got me excited about the online space and then, started to look into this Amazon space and, started to hear people selling products on there again, going down the kind of the retail arbitrage model. And, that really didn't interest me because like you said, it's a lot of work. So then I started hearing about private labeling and then that's where I started to, dabble in that. And then that's where I soon found that you can definitely make a business out of this. And since then we've built a few different brands and I've helped, you know, thousands of people get started on Amazon. But I really started Amazon just as another revenue stream. I didn't do it as a primary business and I still look at it as a revenue stream. It's a way for us to launch products on a platform where people are buying already with credit cards in hand and also being able to test and validate a market before we invest a ton of money into a market or brand. So that's kind of my story.
Sounds very exciting. I think the retail arbitrage thing is very, very good to start. And even for people that perhaps don't have so much money to go and make a bulk order in China or wherever, they can just start and grab some things from any shop and just sell it for more on Amazon, for example. That's a very, very nice idea if you don't have so much money. And yeah, that sounds really, really interesting.
Well, the one thing I would say too is, you know, we actually just recently did this, since having the podcast over 2 years now, I've met a lot of great people, a lot of smart people. And one guy that I met, his name is Dom Sugar. He's a retail arbitrage like ninja. That guy's been doing it for years. I mean, he's grew a multi-million dollar business in retail arbitrage. So what we did is we kind of partnered up and now we are teaching people that model where you can literally get started with a couple $100 and then turn that into, you know, $400 or $500 and then just keep scaling that. But we did that with one of our recent groups and we actually had them just clean out their houses or their attic or basement. And our challenge was to them was like in 7 days, we want to see how much money you can generate just from the stuff you got laying around your house. And the first group that did that, they generated about $4,500, $4,500 US dollars in about 7 days. And then we had another group, the second group that just went through, they did over $6,500 in 7 days. So between the two, we generated over, you know, $12,000 in the matter of, you know, a week's time each, you know, obviously we're, you know, spreading it out. So yeah, it's been pretty exciting. And like you said, I think people need to understand that you can get started with just using the stuff that you have laying around your house and making some extra money. And that could, you know, that could get you, you know, or give you experience selling online or on these platforms. It doesn't have to be Amazon. It can be Amazon, but it could be just, you know, eBay to get started.
Yeah. Yeah, or any other digital product, perhaps an ebook or whatever. It's just very easy to start. It's the most important thing is to start with something.
Sure.
I think that's pretty funny that most people don't even know how many things they have laying around at home and how much worth it is. I think that's something everyone might consider if he thinks about starting a business and doesn't have so much money. He can just look around in his house what things he has and just try to sell them and get a good price for it.
Yeah, you know, I was on an interview on a show about a couple weeks ago, and we did that. We can do the same thing for your audience. Like, if you guys are listening to this right now and you're kind of stuck, yeah, and if you're stuck and you're like, how do I do this? You're like, how do I get started? It's very simple. Just look around what you have in your house right now that you're not using, that you might be donating or giving away or having a garage sale, and just list that stuff up on eBay. Give yourself 7 days. Like I would love for your audience to email you and say, I did it from the time I listened to this episode. So the time starts right now. All right. And then in 7 days from today, whenever you're listening to this, I want you to email John, and I want you to basically say, this is what I generated. And, you know, you and Scott kind of led me to this point, and give John a big thank you email. Like, that'd be awesome.
Awesome. That's awesome. So our email is contact@leveluppodcast.de. So, just get us an email if you have done so. And actually, I have started like that. I started to sell my stuff on eBay. That's nice. Really, really funny, actually.
So a lot of us have, you know?
Yeah, a lot of them. Yeah. Nice. You talked about when you start your Amazon business. My question now is, how did that business, your Amazon business, develop? Did you have difficulties in the beginning, or was it like the best thing you've ever started, and it was like skyrocketing at the very first day? How was that?
Yeah, no, it was not like that at all. I mean, I do think I did pretty well for just starting, but I struggled a lot just getting out of my own way. Like, I think a lot of people do, maybe your listeners do. You're overthinking things. You're starting to think to yourself, what if this doesn't work? I'm investing, you know, a few thousand dollars here. You know, what if this thing doesn't sell? I'm going to be stuck with these things. And you just start talking yourself out of it. So I'd say before I even launched a product, I was almost backing out of it because I was nervous and afraid, just like a lot of people are. And, you know, it's not that I was using my last $2,000 or $3,000, but who wants to lose $2,000 or $3,000? Like, we want to make sure that we're going to be safe. But everything I've ever done through business has always been a risk. And there's always been that, well, what if it doesn't work? And, you know, so I think that's the biggest thing that was for me, like getting unstuck. Once I got unstuck and I committed to it, now it was a matter of just following like a simple roadmap. And that roadmap is very, very simple as far as what needs to get done to get sales and then to start ranking. And it really looks like this, like get a good product, like find a good product that people want, right? And the easiest way to find that out is to go to eBay or go to Amazon and just look and see what people have purchased. And then from there, do a better job, make a better product, slightly better, just by, you know, go ahead and, you know, add a little extra Velcro to something or a new strap or a different handle or whatever, because you're reading reviews and people are telling you telling their customers, or after they bought it, they're giving a review of what they did like and what they didn't like. And then from there, the big thing is optimizing your listing, making sure that it's ready for Amazon. So Amazon knows what the listing is about. And when someone buys your product, you're going to start to eventually rank for that keyword or keywords around your product. So in a nutshell, it's get a good product, launch it, optimize your listing, get sales. How do you get sales? Well, you can let people know that are maybe on a Facebook page or could be on an Instagram page, or maybe you reach out to bloggers. So that's one way to do it. The other way is to start running sponsored ads that Amazon allows us to use. They have their own ad platform. We can get our product in front of people day one. And then just start generating sales. Like, that's the thing. If you get sales, Amazon is going to recognize that. They're going to start to rank you for those keywords. And then once you get more eyeballs, you're going to start getting more sales. The reviews will start to naturally come in. And that's really it in a nutshell. Like, that's what I did. Like, there was nothing, no secret sauce, no, you know, no like tactics. It was like launching a product that people wanted, you know, getting sales, and then from there, getting some reviews as they started to naturally come in, and then just keep rinsing and repeating.
Great. Yeah. And your first product, how was it? Did it work fine, or did you have any problems with your first product?
Yeah, the first product started out pretty well. I mean, I think I launched it in the season that I launched it. It was going to be starting to sell even better. So because of that, that kind of helped me a little bit, but I think we started at like maybe 5 sales a day and then 10 sales a day. And then we had one spike one time, probably for about 3 months, that we did probably between 50 and 70 sales a day on that. That's since I've launched that, which has been over 2.5 years now, you know, that one product is still selling today between 30, and 35 units a day. Now I've played around with the price because a lot of, you know, competition came in. I've learned a ton. I wouldn't launch that type of product today. If I was to launch new products today, I would not launch that one. It's kind of like the garlic press of, you know, of my market. So I wouldn't do that.
Actually, the garlic press is the German example as well. So we always say Knoblauchpresse, which is the German word for garlic press.
Nice. I like that. Yeah.
I think it comes from your podcast, actually.
Yeah. But I mean, it's true. You know, I mean, like a lot of people say, like, well, you know, how do I, you know, get away from all of the saturation, you know, as far as like how many products are out there that I'm competing against? You don't go after those ones that are like the garlic press or the barbecue brush or, you know, the silicone mitts. It's like all of those things are the ones that people are all seeing, and they're seeing by examples from people like me, you, and other influencers in this space. And then they're just going like, well, oh, they talked about it, so I should launch that because it's a good product. That's the wrong thing to do. So for me personally, though, like I launched that product, I would not launch that same product today if the circumstances were what they are now. I just wouldn't. Now, because I launched it a long time ago, it's still doing well because I'm seasoned in that, right? I've got seasoned, you know, a seasoned account. I've got history. And I'm okay with it because it leads to other things within that brand. It's kind of like a low end entry point to get people to see your other products.
So you're just talking about your brand. Do you think Amazon is the right platform for building a brand, or do you rather choose the gold nuggets from the platform and build your only build a cash flow business?
That's a great question. I think it depends on what you're trying to do. If you're trying to build a business that's going to be a long term, like a long term play, then I say build a brand and then take that brand and build it outside of Amazon, build an external email list, and, you know, get into social media, like all of that stuff, which takes a ton of effort and time, and it's a long-term play. If you do that, though, you'll also have a better chance of exiting that business if you want to for a good multiple and all that stuff. But if you're looking to just do cash flow, I would say create it, like we call it, an open brand, which is basically like you can sell in any market under the same umbrella of that brand. So imagine it being like a big box store, like a Walmart or a Target, or I'm not sure if they have all of those in Germany right now, but you know, I'm sure you guys have like a big box store where you go in and they carry all different types of products. So if you think about if someone walked into your store, if you had one product, it's going to be kind of hard for them to buy just one thing, because that's, if they're not going in there for that, you're not going to have other things that they might be interested in. So in our open brand, we have an open brand that I've partnered with, and that really allows us to say, oh, wow, this product looks like it's selling well. Let's go ahead and launch a few hundred of these and see what happens. And then, oh, let's go over here into this market. Let's try that product because that's selling well. And then we can kind of dabble and we can kind of sample different markets, and that can turn into more of a cash flow business. And then that can help fund another project or another business that you might be running. Yeah, does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes absolutely sense.
Okay, cool.
You just told me before we started to record that you are pretty busy today. So I want to ask you some questions of our community members. I was asking them if they have any questions for Scott Volker. And yeah, we got some questions. And
sweet.
I would just love to ask you them. And I think they will be happy that you answer it. So our first question is from Lekos, and he is asking, if you would start from scratch again, what would you do differently?
It's a great question. I get this question quite often. If I was to start again, I would make that decision, like you just said, is it a cash flow or is it a brand? All right. And I think just starting, I would probably go towards an open brand concept, because then I'm not worrying about all of the other moving pieces that can kind of go into building a brand. when I first started this, I came from the brand building background, right? I had a photography business. I built that into a brand. And then from there, we did a photography online business where we're selling, you know, Photoshop templates and stuff like that. That was a brand all around that. A lot of work, really rewarding, but a lot of work. But to get started faster, I would say for myself, if I was looking back, I'd say, listen, don't worry about picking a product that you think you need to fall in love with. Pick a product right now that can get you started. And again, that could be doing retail arbitrage to just start to sample different categories, different markets a lot quicker than worrying about what's my domain going to be, you know, my website address, what's my social media going to look like, how am I going to post all this stuff, external traffic. Like, I think personally, I would go after, let me sample 5 different markets with 5 different products. That's what I think I would do differently.
Moin, Hannes hier. Cool, dass du bei uns beim Podcast wieder eingeschaltet hast. Ich hoffe, du hast aus der heutigen Folge schon viel mitnehmen können, was du auch für dich persönlich erfolgreich umsetzen kannst. Ich gehe mal davon aus, auch weil du jemand bist hier, der unseren Podcast hörst, dass du jemand bist, der mehr vom Leben möchte. Ja, sei das mehr Geld, mehr Freiheit, mehr Sicherheit, ja, für die Familie zum Beispiel. Und du bist auf Amazon FBA gestoßen und hast gemerkt, hier ist das Potenzial, um wirklich ein erfolgreiches Unternehmen aufzubauen und ein erfolgreiches Standbein, das mir eben auch ein Nebeneinkommen generiert, mit dem ich mir diese Freiheiten ermöglichen kann. Und gleichzeitig ist es eventuell so, dass du auch gemerkt hast, okay, das ist hier kein Zuckerschlecken, sondern es gibt schon auch so ein paar Themen, wo man sich echt die Zähne ausbeißen kann. Ja, zum Beispiel die Produktrecherche. Ja, ist das Produkt, das ich mir rausgesucht habe, wirklich so gut? Kann ich das wirklich erfolgreich verkaufen? Und vor allem, kann ich damit auch Gewinn machen und nicht nur Umsatz? Oder Thema Zertifikate, Patente. Ja, sind meine Produkte wirklich sicher? Kann ich sicher gehen, dass eben nicht innerhalb von wenigen Wochen oder Monaten da eine Abmahnung reinflattert und ich irgendwie, ja, mein Unternehmen direkt gegen die Wand fahre? Und ich kann dir sagen, das war bei mir am Anfang ganz genauso und es geht, glaube ich, auch einigen anderen so. Ich habe aber gute Neuigkeiten und zwar wurde letztes Jahr AMC Ventures veröffentlicht. AMC Ventures ist ein Amazon FBA Inkubator, der die perfekten Bedingungen schafft für Unternehmer, die sagen, okay, ich möchte mir ein erfolgreiches Unternehmen mit Amazon aufbauen und dabei halt keine schwerwiegenden Fehler machen, die mir eventuell die Existenz kosten könnten. Der AMC Ventures Inkubator ist ein Konzept aus den Staaten und ist so aufgebaut, dass du hier persönlich Unterstützung erhältst von den besten Experten Deutschlands und somit einfach die größtmögliche Sicherheit hast, dass die Produkte, die du auf den Markt bringst, auch wirklich Erfolg haben. Der zweite Punkt ist, dass du einfach extrem viele Fehler vermeiden wirst und dadurch langfristig extrem viel Zeit und Geld sparen wirst. Und der dritte Punkt ist einfach das erfolgsorientierte Umfeld, das du an die Hand bekommst bei AMC Ventures, das dich in guten und in schlechten Zeiten in jeder Lebenslage unterstützt. Klingt gut, oder? Versprochen wird natürlich für gewöhnlich viel, gehalten aber nur wenig und aus diesem Grund wird eben bei AMC Ventures ein 6-stelliger Umsatz auch garantiert. Wenn du dazu mehr erfahren möchtest und allgemein auch mehr zur Bewerbung und zum Ablauf des Ganzen, dann schau jetzt vorbei auf www.amcventures.de. Du gehst durch deine Bewerbung keinerlei Verpflichtungen ein oder so, musst dir da gar keine Sorgen machen und ja, das Ganze läuft so ab, dass es eine schriftliche und eine telefonische Bewerbung gibt. Das heißt, zunächst füllst du auf der Seite einfach kurz ein Formular aus. Es dauert 4 bis 5 Minuten und dann, ja, wird sich einfach jemand mit dir in Verbindung setzen und mit den zielstrebigsten Unternehmern wird dann ein Gespräch ausgemacht, ein Telefontermin, in dem dann einfach von beiden Seiten geschaut wird, ob es hier zu einer internen Zusammenarbeit kommen kann, ob das Ganze Sinn macht. Also schau jetzt auf jeden Fall vorbei auf www.amcventures.de. Du hast nichts zu verlieren und alles zu gewinnen. Mach's gut, dir noch einen schönen Tag und viel Spaß mit der weiteren Folge. Ciao. So you would not approach the branding, the long-term approach.
The one thing I would say on that is depending on what your skill set is. Like if you already have a skill set in that, like already built websites or you've already done lead capture or you've done traffic sources or social media. If you've done that, then I might think differently. I think it just depends on what mindset you're coming in at. Me personally, if I was to go back again, like I said, like I started that thinking I was going to build a brand and I'm not building that brand today. Because I've kind of lost interest in it. And I've gotten different ideas throughout different experiences that I now want to focus on. And right now I have two of those running. I have an open brand that's being built as we speak. And I also have a brand that we actually started from scratch about 2.5-3 months ago, which is a full-fledged brand without me necessarily being the front person. We have someone else that's going to be the front person of the brand. So I think that it just depends on your skill set and what you're comfortable doing. If you're someone that's really comfortable on camera, or you want to be the front person of the business, or you know someone that is, that can really help you build a brand. But if you're just going to build a brand to build a brand, I think there's got a lot more that goes into that than just saying, let me just go and launch a few products and see which ones can kind of get some momentum. And then I can decide if I want to get or put more energy behind them.
Yeah, great points. I think many people are often interested in building this social media presence. And I think for them, it's great to just have some physical products they can sell to their audience. That's, very nice.
Absolutely. Point. Yeah, if you already have a social media platform, I had this question the other day, actually, and they said, someone said I have a podcast. It's in this certain market. And would it be better for me to focus on products that I could serve to them? Or should I just start over here on the side with, you know, no one knowing who I am? And I said, I would definitely leverage that audience. Like if you have an audience and you're going to be talking about these topics all the time, you'd be foolish not to offer products to those people that could help them, you know, through what you're teaching, you know, whether it's, whether you're in fitness or whether you're in dieting or whatever, if you had a supplement line that you were building more or less for yourself because there was nothing on the market that you liked, and you're talking about health and maybe dieting and all that stuff, nutrition, and you have supplements that's going to support that, that's a no-brainer. Like that's what you do. But if you don't have that already, then we're talking a different story.
Yeah, and you can even deliver even more value to your audience if you already have
100%.
One. Yeah, perfect. So you told us you were about, you are selling on Amazon 2.5 to 3 years, I guess. Mm-hmm. How did you feel that the market changed? Because I'm selling about 1 year now on Amazon, and I already feel that today it's very interesting how the market changed, actually, because in only 1 year, niches that were not very good last year are having tons of sales this year. And I think that's very interesting. And you have even more experience, and I would love to hear from you. How do you think the market changed, or how do you think the market is changing regularly?
Well, I think the market is changing. I think we're talking about the Amazon market, right?
Yeah,
we're not
Amazon,
talking just e-commerce because Amazon is a whole nother animal, right? It's like, it's a whole platform all by itself. They're bringing in traffic every single day. They're putting a ton of resources behind it, right? So you're foolish if you don't leverage Amazon. Whether you plan on building a business on Amazon exclusively, like I don't recommend that because it's dangerous, because if something happens and they make a change, your whole business is affected. But I think that I don't see like a ton of it being different as far as we find products that are currently selling or that we think will be selling well during certain seasons, whatever. And then from there, launching on that platform because it's a no-brainer. We're going to launch on a platform where people have credit cards on file and get in front of those people. But I think there's got to be a point that you say, I need to build either an external channel of my own, whether that's your own email list. It doesn't have to be a full-fledged brand. It just needs to be your own traffic source. And then from there, being able to say to yourself, it doesn't really matter what Amazon does. It's not going to take and wipe out my whole business. So I think the thing for me is like, yes, there's things changing. It's changing all the time. Google makes changes every month as well. Facebook makes changes to their ad platform and to their user experience all the time. It's just part of business. It's part of life. Things happen. Things change. I don't necessarily worry too much about that. I just say it's still a great platform to start on because it takes a lot of the heavy lifting out of the way, right? You don't need a web store. You don't need a shopping cart. You don't need people to fulfill your orders. Like you don't need any of that stuff. They take care of everything. But with that being said, I think that it is very smart to start building at least the minimum is your own email list. So you can then let people know about your offers, whether that's on Amazon or whether that's off Amazon.
Great. Nice words. Thank you. We have, before we have to end this podcast, we had another question from Daniel from our community. And that question got tons of likes. I think it's very interesting for a lot of people right now. So, yeah, would be great to have an answer for that, too.
Sure.
The question is, yeah, great. The question is, how to scale your FBA business as soon as you went through listing your first product? How to expand the product line quickly and increase sales?
Okay, so are we talking about like adding SKUs, or are we just talking about putting more energy behind the one SKU?
I think we're talking about just increasing sales when you already got your first product and don't really know how to continue.
Okay, here, and I'm going to go back to almost what I said before. Here's, to me, this is like the new asset that everyone should have, all right? And actually, I'm going to be doing a workshop here coming up. I'm going to be doing one live in person as well. But this here is it in a nutshell, and I'm going to try to wrap this up in this nice little package for you guys. The new asset for Amazon sellers that get started, whether you're launching a product for the first time or you have a product right now and you want to drive more sales to it, tomorrow, maybe 2 months from now, maybe a year from now. And it's going to come down to a list that you control and that you own. And I mean, a list could be an email list, which that's my preference. I like the email list because I don't think that's going anywhere. I also like the email list because once we build the email list, I can then upload that into Facebook and I can run targeted ads to those people. I can also take that email list, upload it into Facebook, and then create a lookalike audience and reach new people. All right. So to me, it's going to be that email list will be, to me, moving forward for anyone that wants to be able to drive sales right out of the gate. So if you're launching a new product, imagine having 1,000+ people lined up. They've raised their hand that they like your types of products, not necessarily your product, but your market. They've raised their hand and they said, yes, we like this. We're into fishing. So we raised our hand and we let you guys know that we're into fishing. And then when we have our new fishing product go live, we can let them know and instantly start to get an influx of sales. That's going to help us get reviews. That's going to help us get sales. That's going to help everything, right? Now, let's say, for example, in 2 years from now, everyone says, Scott, the sky's falling. Amazon, we can't sell on Amazon anymore. That's not going to happen. But let's just say that it did. I can take that same email list and I can direct them over to my own e-commerce channel or a new channel. Right? So now I have the control of doing that because I own the asset. Amazon doesn't own my customer. I own my customer. And that to me is the new asset. So if you want to build your business, if you want to scale your business, even if you only have one product, you should be building an email list. And one way that we're doing it right now, we're actually in kind of like the case study phase right now where we're doing a bunch of these little case studies. And we've done this a few times to where we're having people raise their hand by doing a giveaway around our market, not necessarily with our product. Okay. So I'm going to give you an example. Let's say that I want to sell my tackle box for fishing people that are into fishing. I would go and I would find on Amazon the top selling fishing pole. I would find the top selling vest. I would find the top selling net so you can get your fish in the boat, right? I would take those three items and I would spend $200, $300, $400, whatever it is. I would spend up to, let's say, $300-$400. And then I would run a contest for people to be able to win that bundle. And then on the backside of that, let's say I got 1,000 people in there and I got their email address. I would take and then send an email to 999 people and say, hey, sorry you didn't win, but I've got something special for you. You're going to get 25% off of my new tackle box. Here's the link, or it's going to go have a flash sale. You're just going to lower your price by 25% for 2 days on Amazon, and then you're going to spike your sales for 2 days. That's the new, to me, the new asset. That's the thing that people aren't doing, that if you want to build your business, if you want to scale your business, that right there is the gateway to that. Because again, you can do it on Amazon, you can do it off of Amazon, and you can start to direct that traffic on Facebook and then retarget people that are already on your list or find a lookalike audience. Great. How's that sound?
That sounds great. I think everyone who didn't write that down, did a pretty big mistake. That's a very good point. Very
rewind.
Nice.
So, rewind.
Do you use any tools for doing that? Can you recommend anything, or just Facebook ads and your own website?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's, again, a lot of people get all, you know, they get all, you know, kind of confused with the tools and stuff. I mean, I could go through a list, but here's the deal. All you need to make that happen is you need you can have just a regular WordPress site if you want. And then you just have to create a contest. There's plugins out there. We actually are creating one as we speak right now called Giveaway Boost. And basically what it'll do is it'll allow you to land on a page, on a website or a blog. It will then allow you to see a countdown. It'll allow you to see what the prize is. It'll allow you to see all of the different images of it or a video of it. And then from there, you enter your name and email address. And on the next page, because really there's only really two pages that you need. You need that front page, the landing page, and then you need the thank you page. And on the thank you page, it's going to say, hey, thanks so much. You've got one entry into the contest. Would you like to get three more entries? Share this. And for every three people that enter their name or email into the contest, you get another entry, something like that. And then that's where the magic really happens. And then obviously the follow-up. You have to follow up with those people. I like to give people more resources. In the meantime, you know, while you're waiting, we've got this really cool video on how to, maybe put bait on the hook to catch more fish, right? And then we're going to drive them over to a YouTube video, give them more content, keep them warm. And then we're going to do that over a period of time until we actually are ready to let them know about our product. But really, again, you need a blog or a website to capture that, a landing page, service, something like that with an offer. You need a great offer. A lot of people where they make the mistake is they only take their product and they use that as the giveaway. So they're like, here, win this free. One person's going to win my free tackle box, which is $25 or $30 US. And people are like, that's not that big of a deal. But if you're going to raffle off one of the top fishing rods or the top, you know, maybe fishing net or any accessories, and then your tackle box might even be part of that, now you're onto something. It's bigger. It's more, you know, it's more attractive for people to want to enter their name and email address in. And that to me is where the magic really can happen.
Yeah. Nice. It's a very simple step-by-step tutorial to get the first emails, I guess. Very nice.
Yeah, no, it really is. And then from once you get that, then it's a matter of, okay, you can get a little bit more technical. Then we can upload our emails to Facebook. We can create a custom audience. We can do retargeting. We can do all of that fun stuff. But it all starts with a good offer leading to a landing page to capture the email address. And then from there, you're off to the races.
Yeah. And I think by just testing these things, you learn so much that you can just improve your tries. And the next time you even get more emails for less money you have to spend on ads.
Yep. I'll just give you an example. We did a case study recently and we actually shared that case study on one of our workshops. And we got over 7,000 email addresses in 30 days from doing exactly what I just outlined there.
Wow.
So, and then from there, now we're able to launch products to those people, when we choose to.
It's a perfect way to also get reviews, as you have the contact data for all of your customers. You can just ask them and, get a review also from them.
Oh yeah, you can do that. You can remind them about the product that you have. You can also let them know that you have an upcoming product and you want their opinion on it. You can do a survey. You can do a poll to have them help you build your next product. So there's so much that you can do with that.
Yeah. Well, Scott, thank you very much for having been here today. As a last question, what is your view on Amazon in the future? I think you get that question a lot. I also do so. I also say the same thing to my audience and to our audience. What do you think is the future of Amazon? Where does this company go to?
Well, I think Amazon's going to take over the world pretty much, but I mean they're
I think they're, so too.
Yeah, they've definitely made a huge platform that a lot of us are using, and with Prime and all that stuff. So I don't see it going anywhere. For us private labelers or us e-commerce sellers, I'm not 100% sure, but I will say this. We'll always have an opportunity to put our products up there, I feel. And then from there, I do think it's going to be more important, though, as we move forward, that they're going to tighten up brands. And I think that if you get in the door now and you have a seasoned account, meaning that you've been selling for a little while, I think that'll help you in the future because they'll make it harder for people to get onto the platform. But as of right now, I think you still have a really good chance of getting on there and getting some momentum and getting yourself a seasoned account.
Okay, great. I think that wraps it up very, very well. You see, my English skills are...
You're doing well, man. You're doing well.
Thank you. Yeah, it's my first interview ever in English, I think.
Oh, that was awesome. Well, I appreciate it. And yeah, I got to run, but it's been awesome. And again, I just want to thank you. And, you know, if you wanted to link up anything, you're more than happy to. And I can give you a couple of resources, free resources for your audience if they're interested. And we can go from there.
Yeah, if you want, just tell us quickly where we can find you and find your content.
Yeah, I would say the easiest place is home base. That's really theamazingseller.com. That's my blog that has all of my podcast episodes. And then if anyone wants to visit one of our workshops, I'd head over to theamazingseller.com/workshop. And that's it.
Great. Thank you and have a great day and have a nice run.
All right. Take care. And I want to thank you and I want to thank your audience for giving me this time and good luck to everyone. And as I always say, take action. We'll see you guys.